The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
This is so weird, but so great at the same time.
Do you like our set?
I can't believe this set. I can't believe we're in the same room where we used to record. Like, I don't think I'm at your house anymore. I feel like I'm waiting to get my table at Nobu or something like that.
Okay. Jason said it looked like a Marriott lobby.
Or it looks like a Rainforest Cafe rebrand.
Yeah.
Like
these big ass freaking plants.
Yeah. It is like. It's a little too much. I kind of miss our old set. It had like a certain vibe, like a certain like.
Yeah, but for a while, me and Mariah were just sitting with our backs to like two old hangar or like where we used to hang the merch, and then overnight it just like tore the wallpaper off.
It lasted 6 hours.
Wait, I don't think I was there for the brick wallpaper.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, we tried to do a revamp.
we thought the brick wallpaper was going to change shit.
We were like, it's going to look real.
It's going to look real. They're not going to know.
They're not going to know.
But what's so cool is you guys can change the colors for any guest that comes on.
Yeah. Right. We chose green light for you.
Oh, that green light. I want it.
Yep.
Or is it Matthew McConaughey's green lights?
It's a Lord.
It's Lord.
When I picked the color, I was like,
yeah, I actually feel like Matthew McConaughey wrote that book because of Lord's song.
Really?
Yeah, he was just, again, the opening's like, to Lord, thanks for the song, Green Lights.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's not true. Oh, it's like, God. I gotta read it.
Well, it must be good.
Zane's gonna tell everybody that and just completely disregard that you said it's not 100%. True.
I'm gonna take that and throw it out.
Have you read his book?
Yes, I did. I listened to it and have read it.
I saw one thing on TikTok about it, and it was like him telling Obama to run for office. Was that like a made up TikTok?
No, it's not true. I saw that TikTok, where
this is not what I thought.
I know. I saw another guy on TikTok. It's that same guy who was like, he acts like he's reading a passage from it, and he's like, I really would like to make a hot dog that's with like chili cheese fries and something and someone eating it. It'd be a good meal.
So it wasn't an actual...
That TikTok made me want to read it because I'm like, I need to see if Matthew McConaughey actually said that and he didn't.
Because I was like, that's really fucking cool. Like, and I was like, this book is like...
Good story. You know what they're talking about?
No idea. I heard chili cheese dog and now I'm freaking starving.
I know, me too. That's all I was thinking about.
The only thing you guys picked up. It's like a dog. You're like talking cookie.
All right, baby, let's hit the intro.
Okay. We are. Are you ready?
You ready?
I don't know if I'm ready. You know, I've had a few White Claws. I have a little drunken rosacea hitting my cheeks.
Rosacea.
But it seems
put that
like...
in Urban Dictionary.
I like when Matt's cheeks are red. That means he's having a good time.
Uh-huh.
Matt, let's put go, your baby. Cup
bring it back for old times.
Yeah, it's coffee time, baby. Yeah. We'll be right back.
get it. And it goes into party mode.
Yeah.
It's like when your Juul is running out of battery.
Damn, good.
But
times.
we do have to leave a little warning every time because it's flashing lights.
Oh, I stopped leaving warnings.
Oh shit.
You stop.
You what?
You stopped the warnings for
I put the warning because we used to flash these lights too, and it was that like was
super
bad.
Strobe. Oh,
but yeah. These aren't that bad like on camera.
Not at
right?
all. Right, yeah. Devin?
Devin doesn't even have epilepsy.
Devin's hallucinating. Okay, right?
It's so great seeing Devin like in his whole setup because Devin came on board with Zane after I left.
Yeah.
So it's just weird being back in like the whole unfiltered element, but seeing Devin, who I see every day, but in this element. It's cool.
Yeah.
But you look so special.
We have a behind the scenes person. Like, that's crazy.
He looks like he's about to bust somebody on like To Catch a Predator. Like, he's in the back room. He's like, go now.
Like, he's in a van right now.
Yeah.
And he's talking
he
to
does. Them. The shirt fits the character too.
Does it?
He's wearing like a
cowboy western
like a
shirt.
There's like tassels and stuff all dangling down.
Yeah.
Show it. Yeah. Bring it in.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey!
Looks like he needs to like bust out of saloon doors and be like, Chris Hansen, what are you doing here?
Hands up!
Guys, I gotta say, man. I've missed you so much.
We missed you too.
Are you
about to cry?
A little bit. I feel like I'm in a dream.
It's the drunken rosacea.
Right now, but it's weird also being in this dynamic, but with the new set.
It's different, yeah.
It is different, but it's nice. And, you know, I love being on my podcast and everything. It's great. Because I love having, like, deep conversations with people, but I've missed this so much because this feels like, you know when it's like 3 a.m. at a sleepover and you're supposed to go to bed?
Yeah.
And you're like still like giggling what, about
everything
something.
Everything is like a little bit funnier than it should be.
Boom de la caca. That's how it feels like when I'm with you guys. And I miss that energy on mine. But my podcast is like, it's just for me to be all Matt being mad.
It's like, tell the audience.
If you guys like books and shit, then like definitely go to this
book. Yeah, for those listening and watching, if you've been like, where the hell has Matt been? I started my own podcast called Hoot and a Half.
Get that plug,
you know,
baby, yeah.
It's on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Anchor. And I just interview a different guest every time. And
he just interviewed Heath, actually, if you guys want to check that out.
I'm still the last one, right?
We have Scott, and then Mike and I are going to do our own, and then we are going to take a break for season 3.
One second. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
And that's our lovely co-host, Mariah. And our highly anticipated guest, comeback guest.
Matt King. Oh, wow. Already. There you go.
There you go, Matt. Well, since you're here, I need to talk to you about something.
Ooh.
Why is that fucking Christmas village still up at the house? It's February.
It's
still under the TV. The whole Christmas village.
You could have complained all week, and you haven't. You could have complained all of January, but you kind of haven't.
I wanted to wait.
Wait, when I came back from the holidays, I looked at it, and I'm like, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm so sorry you guys have been looking at it. But now, it's kind of become like the heart of the home.
I'm not going to lie. That's like the only nice thing at the house right now. So maybe we should.
It's the one thing that kind of makes you feel cozy walking in.
Yeah. Because when people come in, they're like, oh, wow, this is so cool.
It's like when we were talking about doing the Christmas room. All year round.
Oh, yeah. Heath had a front room in his house. And when he moved in, he was like, I don't know what to do with this space. And I thought, make it Christmas all year long.
Right.
Like
just
a whole
tree full of presents.
I kind of wanted to keep the Christmas tree. Like, I kind of liked the...
Zane, you did. It's still at your front door.
Yeah, it's still outside.
It's there because it makes it look like...
That tree is dead. Long and gone.
But I think my entire the foundation of my house is dead, too. Like, I don't think anything can grow at my house
in the front. Yeah, in the front yard, it's...
I don't know why it bugs me, just because I'm, like, really OCD about that stuff, but when I see a Christmas village and you can tell that different villages were picked from different companies,
yeah,
and like the characters are a little different sizes, the houses are a little bit bigger, and like just seeing them, like it just like
Heath, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with
it,
you.
Like really grinds my gears.
Like, why is everybody ice skating this big, but the houses are that big?
Right,
like the scaling is just...
like when you like mix different spots together.
First off, can I say just this?
Yeah,
go ahead. Watch yourself.
Sorry about that.
Second off, I agree. Scaling is very tough, but I was given a very constricted canvas to create my masterpiece.
I gave you the whole back room. I gave you the whole living room in the back.
It would have been an afterthought. You know, people would have come and go, what's over there? Eh.
I just feel like all companies should have a universal sizing.
I'll get there, Heath.
No, I will get there. I'm just saying,
all of it is Lee Max. I mean, most of it. I have a Department 56 brand, and that's the Frank Lloyd Wright House, okay? Oh, and you know how much
girls
that...
Girls listening to guys talking about cars. We need a fact checker.
Can you fact check what
Max said? Somebody, please.
You don't doubt what I'm saying? You think I'm just making all of this up?
No, but like everything in Lee Max is the same size. Like the people are supposed to be the same size as like what they should be next to the houses, right? Or no?
For the most part. I feel like they've kind of changed over the years, though. They kind of just sized it up just a little bit. The point is, when I am a retired old man, you are going to come up to my attic, and I'm going to have a full-on village.
It's going to be fucking Beetlejuice.
Yes. Choo-choo train, miniature scale everything.
But hopefully you have enough money at the time where you can hire someone to really, because it's, you're not going to be able to do this, the ski lift and all that. That's going to be really hard to do, but just have like a professional help you build this into winter wonderland.
Why are you doubting my finances? And you'll hopefully have enough money to make this happen.
How much are they? Are they expensive?
Did I say it like that?
It is kind of funny.
Oh, I didn't mean to say it like that. It's like when you have the money, or you know what I mean.
Wait, are they that expensive?
They are very expensive. Pricey. It's so fucking expensive.
How much is a house?
Especially the ones that move.
Okay, well, my Frank Lloyd Wright house, the one on the bottom right, $200.
But, for one house in the village?
But majority of them, like I got about 8 of them for $140 altogether.
Oh,
right now is the time to buy.
It's like stocks.
It's Dogecoin. It's Christmas villages right now.
Lee Max soars every Christmas. Just like, Jesus. Put in all your money in this stuff. Go to the moon, baby.
Lee Max to the moon.
And I got to say, guys, great coffee.
Thank you. Thank you, Thank Matt. You.
I love
they
it.
They just watched you pour fucking White Claw into that cup.
Busted.
He's showing you the logo.
But he's speaking from past experience.
Past experience, because remember, we would only have the K sitting around in the background. Yep. And everybody would comment, ooh, what's the K mean? What does the K mean? Some people guessed right, very few did.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised
they like even caught that. I think that's really crazy.
I think it was because Mariah put the K next to like some coffee accessories.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes... Well, I mean...
I put K and then there was a jar that said coffee on it.
Right.
So it... We were dropping hints.
What's funny is my last name's King, so that just looks totally normal in my own house. Yeah. Like my mom just is like, oh, it's a K that's for King. You have. The coffee's great. Guys, I've tasted their new flavors coming out. You guys had a bit of a taste test online on Zoom, which is a very funny situation to be in. Like a bunch of people being like, okay.
Yeah.
How are we feeling over there? And you're like,
Matt,
walked in on us doing our taste test for our next flavors.
But did you get to try them?
I would just imagine like someone like not liking it and you spit it out and it just fries the computer. So it's just like, and they're gone.
All right, well, that one's out of question. We will move that one there.
I tried. Are we allowed to say what the flavors were? No.
Not yet.
But I haven't tried also that other flavor that's kind of like the granddaddy kush of your next launch.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
We got a very limited supply of that one.
Yeah, I haven't had it.
Sorry
about
that. It's still up there. There's one left for you to try. Nobody has drank it yet.
Can I point out the one funny thing that like I noticed about the brand?
Yeah.
But it wasn't intentional.
Okay.
But doesn't this look like a line of cocaine?
The line in the lizard?
Yeah.
I noticed that.
It looks like a little... Well, because you know how...
The whole logo is back to their roots.
Fuck.
Back to the roots, baby.
You know how Parliament cigarettes, though...
The filter, the indent.
Well, yes. Well, everyone would say, oh, Parliament cigarettes, the reason why there's that indent there is because it's perfect to get a bump of cocaine. Or it's because, you know, soldiers would put it in their mouth while they were, like, shooting guns because you could grip onto it. But if you look, there is a line of cocaine right down the middle.
Really?
Look it up.
There's, like, a diagonal line that goes across the pack.
But it's shaped like a diagonal oval. Like, there's a tip and an end. Mariah?
You know the Parliament cigarettes, Bubba.
Matt, I typed in Parliament. Parliament.
it's British Parliament.
That's all I got. I didn't think I'd have to type in cigarettes after.
But
my God, Matt's right.
I know.
Oh, like the way they stop it on each side.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Come on.
But what's funny is obviously you guys didn't do that intentionally.
Oh, yeah, we actually did, because when you drink this coffee, it makes you feel like you're doing cocaine.
Remember where you came from.
Well, did you notice that the lizard, right, the Komodo dragon, is also a K?
Yes, I remember that. Oh, and okay. Sorry, go also, on.
And the little, like, the belly of it looks like, so it's supposed to be not cocaine, it's supposed to be a coffee bean.
Whoever made that was like, not only is it a K, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make another K, coffee bean.
It's cool.
I know. If
it's
I was awesome. A graphic designer, I would.
Well, guys, we are back in stock, except for the cinnamon and French toast. That one went out of stock very quickly. We're so sorry. But the other, the house flavor, the Tahitian vanilla, and the bag flavor of the house blend is still out, available if you guys want to buy it at Kremota.com.
And merch.
And merch.
Oh, yeah. Guys, the hoodies are incredible. If you want to check it out, like, very premium quality. Soft and very comfy.
When everything's back to normal, can we go to the factory and like...
Do you want
to
see it?
Yeah, I want to see it.
I wanted to see it,
too. It will blow your mind.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow.
It's crazy.
You guys need to hire the Honey Bunches of Oats lady to be at the Kremota factory to be like, Kremota, I love Honey Bunches of Oats. I'm with Kremota.
Dude, that's fun. That would be fucking sick.
You know?
Yeah. But just seeing her pods go through the line was like pretty fucking crazy.
What was the TikTok you were talking about earlier that like you made you like learn something that you were like freaking out about?
Oh, yes. I think we should like, you guys should make it like a section is like, what I learned from TikTok or some like section of that in the podcast. One, I found out on The Bachelorette, this girl was saying every time I watch The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, when they pick up the rose, they always like twist it and they look at it and then they stop and then they say the girl's name. This girl goes, I think their names are written on the roses. That's why they like, they twist it, because they're waiting to get the, waiting to see the name. And once they see it, they then look up and say the name.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dude, Matt, that's 100% it.
Because I always thought they must have an earpiece in their ear. There's no way he's like looking at this roster.
You would catch that. No, yeah.
No, their names are written on the roses and they're twisting it.
Because they can't remember 30 fucking girls' names. Nobody can.
No.
Nobody can.
No. Though he's definitely has already made up his mind though. I always think The Bachelorette, that guy knows who his final five are on night one.
100%.
And the rest are the producers going, you're going to eliminate this girl, this one next, keep them around for entertainment.
It's all fucking picked, yeah. And then they keep girls like this season, Victoria, they keep girls like that as long as they can until the guy is just like, okay, we got to get rid of her because...
Yes.
How do you guys feel about that show?
I've never watched it. The only thing I saw was like somebody trying to like expose or make fun of one of the girls from that. And it was like, she said like, I've never bought a pair of shoes over $40. And then they like showed her Instagram clip, like pictures of like her in different shoes. And the shoes were like $50, $55. And it was like Vans. And they were like, and everybody commented
canceled.
Like, yo, like she was making a joke, like 40, like her shoes are $50. Like, relax. Yeah,
she's really pretty. I like her.
I don't know who it was.
I keep telling Todd. Todd has to be on the fucking Bachelorette.
I know.
He's dating Natalie.
I know, but for entertainment purposes.
He was already on Sweet Home Alabama.
He had his time.
I know, but it's like, that's old news. Like, the Bachelorette and Bachelor are like fucking hot right now.
I don't think Todd is that hungry enough to go in and make a fool of himself. I think Todd has enough respect for himself where he'd get in there and be like, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't like...
You have to play the game and really...
I think there are certain people that are placed on the show just for entertainment. Like, really, I think the person knows already that they don't like the guy or they don't like the girl. They're only there to make the show entertaining.
And get seen.
I believe that.
Or to get on Bachelor in Paradise.
Or that.
That's your end game. Yes. If you do not end up with him and if you were entertaining enough, you get asked to go on Bachelor in Paradise. That should be your goal.
I know. Does that like, does your career just soar if you're on that show? Like, why is that show so much better than The Bachelor and Bachelor?
You just stay a little bit more relevant.
Our buddy Tyler, he got big just because of being on that show.
Well, he was one of the favorites, but he didn't go on Bachelor in Paradise.
But he was top four. He was top like three or four, though.
Yes.
He was second. He was runner up.
Or second, yeah.
But now his friend is Matt, who is the Bachelor now.
Yeah.
But what's so funny is I always get so hung up on like their... are you good?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we're...
I don't know what to say.
Well, you've never
seen it?
Matt's just not used to looking Mariah in the face during an episode. Yeah, well, usually just the side.
Used to be by my
Can
side.
Can we move him over here?
Well,
why don't you go sit by her side?
Yeah, why don't you go sit
right now?
We're just gonna test it out.
Transition.
Well, how does that feel?
Can you move over?
Here, make sure it's down here.
Feels like old times.
Yeah.
Mariah, I missed you.
Hit a juice in the funny for the old time's sake.
Maybe that's cute. That's cute. He's rich.
You know, it's funny being in this.
Watch yourself. There's not a lot of room.
It's a little bit smaller than I remember.
This is getting weird. I think it's time to. I think it's time to break the ice.
Okay, so the other day.
No, he's gonna say the whole.
He goes. Let me make this quick. So about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, this was the other day. The other day it was Groundhog Day, and I was very excited to play the Groundhog Day game on VR, which is like the sequel to the movie, and I was very excited about it because I thought it was going to be on my Oculus Quest 2, but it wasn't. It was on my Rift.
You're really upset about that.
Very upset. Zane and Heath come in and they're like, hey, how's it going, man? What's up? What's going on? Oh, you're upset about the game? I'm like, why are you guys being really why are y'all being really nice to me? And they go, are you free this Friday? We would love to have you on the podcast. And I'm like, yeah, totally, I'm down. And they go, there's also something else we want to talk to you about. And do you guys want to take it away?
So we sat Matt down and we're like, okay, Matt, you got your podcast started. You know, you've been doing it.
You've built your own success.
We're very proud of you.
Continue. Success.
Tell them about how well I'm doing.
You got a Kickstarter. You're doing fucking incredible.
A Kickstarter.
What? No. Kickstarted.
I didn't start a Kickstarter. Wasn't that like...
He's raising money for his ass.
I feel like you're comfortable now. You got a flow going with your other show. So we're like, Heath, me and Mariah, we kind of miss the old unfiltered episode.
The dynamic.
And we asked you to be on the unfiltered.
Permanent.
Full time, baby.
Full time. Yeah.
And what did I say?
He said, I'll be a guest. One episode, that's all you get.
That's it. I'll think about it.
Also, just to address the elephant in the room, obviously, Kenny hasn't been with us for the last few weeks, and it has been hard for Zane and I, and we appreciate everything that he's done for us for the last few episodes. And we're nothing but grateful for the time that we had with him and how much he's helped us with the podcast the last few months. But it is very difficult to mix friendship with business, and we would rather lose a co-host than a best friend. So we're really excited to just have Kenny as our best friend, and it's an unfortunate situation, but we're just so excited for him and thankful for everything that he's helped us with, and we really appreciate him.
Exactly. And guys, continue to support him. He's an incredible voice actor, and he's going to do incredible things, so please keep sending him love, and we wish the best for him.
Kenny, we love you so much, and thank you again for everything, and cheers to you.
Cheers to you, bud.
I've missed this.
We have so many more exciting things coming up, and the guests that we have, we were just like, we have to include Matt.
We get weird here. We goof around, and it's like a whole different experience. So I miss this dynamic. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me back.
It was a long conversation. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a character in a soap opera who has like come back to life.
Come back to life after death. We John Snowed
Matt, huh? Just brought him right back.
We told Matt, we were like,
bitch, I'm a ghost.
We told Matt, we were like, we would really love to have you back on now that you're like established, you got your own podcast going, you have your success. Like, this is great. Like, we would love to now like reintroduce it and like have it back to that feeling. Matt was just like,
shaking.
I'm down. Yeah.
I just gotta think about it.
Let me just think about it for a second. I just need to talk to some people.
Yeah.
But he was so excited.
Didn't want to seem too eager.
Right.
Trying to keep my cool. But I was really excited. But, you know, it's like when you get the job offer, you can't just say, oh, yes, immediately. Right. You have to act like you have some other offers. You need to catch back up on.
No, when you're house hunting. Otherwise. When you're house hunting.
He's like, I did get offered by Joe Rogan to go on his, but...
I don't want to move back to Texas. Can you imagine me on Joe Rogan? I would love
that. That would be interesting, though.
Joe Rogan, I love listening to, but I would never want his full attention on me.
I don't think I could ever be... Like, if he asked, like, us to go on...
Oh, no.
I don't think I could handle
it. I don't think I could either.
Because I feel like he would just try to, like, make fun of us or just try to, like...
Just grill you. I feel like you'd be, like, talking to a cop. Like, you're doing nothing wrong, but they're like, so this your car?
Yeah.
You're like... No, it's my mom's. So why are you driving it?
Uh-huh.
Well, she let me drive it. And it's like, oh, interesting. Right.
And I just think he knows so much, like so much, where I feel like we couldn't even have a conversation. He would talk to me about something. I'm just like.
But what Joe Rogan is very good about is that he goes into conversations with people who know so much about something he doesn't know anything about and is curious enough to navigate the conversation, which is like good
That's
quality
what I need to
have
work on. In anything. I don't have that at all.
Yeah, just got
to
pick people's brains.
Curiosity.
I have a lot of curiosity, but I don't know how to.
Like that.
I don't know how to, you know.
What's on your mind?
Right now?
Yeah. What are you thinking about?
Nothing. You answered for me.
Nothing. I tell Heath that all the time. Like if I'm just sitting there daydreaming,
I'll be like, "Baby, what's wrong?"
I'm like, "Baby." he's
Bubba.
Like, "What are you thinking about?" And I'm not one of those people that's like, "I'm fine." I just literally, I'm like, "It's empty. It's blank. There's nothing happening." I'm thinking about daydreaming. I have nothing in here. There's nothing happening right now. That's what's going on.
Do you think you have some sort of like ADHD?
Yes.
Good, Zane.
Yes.
ADHD?
Let me try.
Zane wants to talk about it so bad.
No, Zane, I have ADHD.
Oh,
Let me try that again. Yes. How about you?
Good. Fuck this. This is toxic.
Even my mom agrees. She thinks all four of us, me and my siblings, she was like, "You all have ADHD." But I never got like diagnosed or anything. But
I got diagnosed with ADD.
Oh, did you?
Well, because one, ADHD is attention deficit hyper.
I have something really funny to say. Zane was like, "What do I tell the doctor that I have? Like, what's wrong?"
I had a laundry list.
He was like, "How to explain like the things that I have, like to let him know I have ADHD?" And I was like, "Tell him you have like an attention deficit." He's like, "What does that mean?"
No. He goes, "Yeah, but I need examples." And you're like, "Attention deficit."
Okay, fuck you guys. This is the reason why I was asking, because I don't notice a lot of things that I do.
You just should have sent in all the bloopers of your ad reads.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, and they would have been like, "Diagnosed now."
Well, I know there's a lot of things that like I know in the past that Heath and Mariah were like a little like frustrated, like just I think a little frustrated that I would do, but I like never noticed that I did it. Like someone will talk to me and it will go in one ear and out the other, like accidentally, like I don't mean to do that. Or like I get to have a conversation with you and you have my full 100% attention. I'm listening to you. And then when it's time for me to talk, I can't give you an answer because everything you just told me, it went out the door.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's been happening. This has been happening really bad for the past like 2 years now, but like I've had it as a kid, minor as a kid. And then it got worse and worse as I got older. It's like the worst it's ever been.
Didn't you say like when somebody's talking to you, you're like looking at them and you're like, "You're talking and I'm listening." And I'm like, "I know you're
that's
talking."
That's what goes on. Yeah.
And
that's
like,
what I'm
you'll
thinking
like,
in my brain.
You'll be like, yep, shake your head. Listen.
Oh,
I'm
time
listening.
To respond. Yeah. Here we go.
But you're not fully there present listening to them.
I'm actually trying though. It's like, it's not like
but
I don't care.
That's the thing. We're over trying and we're like, try. Like
it really sucks. And like, and there's so many other things that happens like around that. Like the fact that I can't like I leave shit till last minute. Like any work that I have, I'll leave it till last minute and then I'll stress myself out and then I'll quit. Like I'll get a job and it's paying really good and I'll quit. I'll quit because like, I just don't care. And I allow my brain to not care about this big, great opportunity that I just got.
Yeah.
I'm willing to let it go out the door. And there are so many other things that like I knew was wrong with me, but I just thought that was something I was going to have to deal with for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way to fix it. It was just something that I have to deal with. And I kind of accepted it to be like the idiot because I just felt like I'm just dumb. And it sucks because like I don't want to be fucking dumb, but like my
brain.
You're
not dumb though.
No, you're not. You're being smart right now by recognizing that you did have a problem and you're seeking help for it.
Yeah.
For a lot of times, people will go and go and go and think, "No, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong." And then it just keeps festering.
Yeah. And then I got to the point where I talked to all my friends. I was just like, "Hey guys, I never really opened up about this because I just thought it was something I just thought it was me." But I opened up to everybody about it. I was just like, "Guys, I have this problem and I don't like, what do I do? Because I feel like there has to be something out there that can help me kind of deal with this or just fix it at least." And Matt was just like, "You might have ADHD." And I was like, "ADHD?" Because to me, ADHD is just like, if you can't like focus on something,
right,
you're just like,
beyond
that's
that.
All
yeah.
I, that's all I think still. The thought was ADHD.
Yeah,
and I was like, what do you mean? It's like, ADHD is just not that. Like, there's a ton of things
that
can...
It's more broad.
Exactly. So I was just like, fuck, okay. So I scheduled an appointment. I was so excited for it because I was just like, oh my God, someone's going to help me. So I just had the appointment like 2 days ago. And I was talking to the doctor. And then the first like 10, 15 minutes, he was explaining what ADHD was. And then he listed everything that... He
symptoms?
Yeah, all the symptoms for someone with ADHD. And I hit every single one. I couldn't believe it. Like, as he was talking, I swear to God, I was crying. I was, like, tearing up. And it was, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I just can't believe that, like, I can't believe someone's about to help me right now deal with all this. Because I just thought this was something normal that you can't fucking fix. And it was so embarrassing because he had an intern that was... she was on the call, but like I couldn't see her webcam. She was like blank. He asked me before the appointment. He was like, "Do you mind if we have an intern? They're the shadow." Just like,
oh my god, she knew who you were.
No, she didn't. But like as I was like tearing up, and I'm just like, yeah. And I was like, I was sitting there, and I was just like, oh my god, this girl right now is seeing this. Who fucking knows what she's doing? I was like, I'm gonna be on TikTok tomorrow. Like,
just, TikTok. Tell me something that happened to you at work that you didn't telling me that or something like that.
Wait, you know what's funny? Not funny actually, but I regret not telling him sooner. He's like, what?
You fucking knew.
No, my brother was on ADHD medicine and we have the same symptoms. And you remind me of my brother and we have the same like brain.
Yeah.
So I looked up symptoms and I was checking them off for myself. I was like, oh my gosh, I have ADHD. Like I was checking off everything. It's not too insane where I like want to go get checked, but I could. And I was looking at the list and I was like, I check everything off. And then I was thinking, I was sitting there with Keith and I was like, Zane checks everything off. I was like, this makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you don't do anything on purpose.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's literally
ADHD. And it sucks.
ADHD.
And I feel so bad when people are just like, Zane, you don't like listen. I'm just like, fuck, I really try to listen.
Yeah. And
just,
you don't my know, brain is but not you allowing actually me don't
to.
Know.
You listen, when you want to listen, but when you have to listen, that's when it's tough. It's like a very like selective focus.
Yeah.
But what I want to bring back to Mariah, because like you think like, oh, you meet some of the symptoms. But I think what's so beautiful is that you didn't get diagnosed with ADHD and you're a dancer. What's so sad is sometimes people are overdiagnosed with ADHD. Mm-hmm. Like your kid in kindergarten, she can't sit still when we all need to have story time or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe she's actually a dancer. But no, let's prescribe the kid a pill and make them suppress their like their attention or make them suppress their energy and enhance their focus and tone them down on something that's already in them and their desire to move and perform.
You talked to me about that before, about the guy who was like, no, you just need to dance. So they put the kid in like dance classes and it like was literally magic. Like it was medicine. Like the kid was like, yeah, I just needed to dance.
Yeah.
And like that was it.
That's the beauty of it. So but cool.
And in my brain, like with Zane, when it happened, I was like, I would like to tell you, but I don't know how you're going to react. But also I was like, this is something he's going to have to figure out on his own.
Yeah.
And it'll hit him.
You can't.
Two years ago, this thing's going to have to
figure out on his own.
Right. I'm like, that's what I'm torn with, because I didn't know that he told you. And we could have told you so much earlier, but I didn't want to offend you or anything. And I was just like, you know what? He's going to figure it out.
I don't get offended about anything
The only person who can help yourself is yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a truth to that.
I feel like if I told you 2 years ago, you would be like, it would go right over your head. Like you'd be like, I don't get it. And then move on.
Just like
I think now you're at a point where you know how you act and react to things where you're accepting it.
He hasn't taken it yet. He wanted
I'm
to wait.
I'm so excited for you.
Apparently you have like a couple days of like high anxiety.
Yeah.
Like
so
I
got it yesterday or the day before, and I was supposed to, today's supposed to be my first day, but I was like, I can't take it today because the first few days you're supposed to, like your anxiety is supposed to shoot up through the air. You don't eat, like you can't eat all day because it just, you're not hungry. You can't like sleep at night. It's like fucking crazy the first few days.
Worst fears.
Just because your body's trying to get used to the medicine. But then after that, it's just something that I take. It's literally like a tab that I like put on my tongue, kind of like acid.
It's acid. Yeah.
Well, you don't even know the name of it, so I'm very curious what it is.
I was like, what did he prescribe you? He goes,
he got a weird one.
Well, I keep forgetting. Like,
he couldn't remember what the prescription was.
Hold on, wait. Even if I told you
what's
three times, you wouldn't.
They give him a weird one that isn't like one of the
Guys, five. I could have told the you three pig. Times and you wouldn't have known.
So they, starts like, they gave him a placebo. He's like, I think it was called placebo.
Are you excited?
I'm really excited. My doctor said that 90% of the patient, his patients that take this has it's completely their changed their life. Yeah. I was like, I'm like, how can something like this change what I'm going through
we'll
right
find
now?
Out.
It's limitless. He just like unlocks his whole brain.
Because
he's like, blah, 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 blah.
I wanted to film the first day on my medication.
Oh, that's fun.
That was sick. Imagine my first day vlogging with the medication. I'm just like,
and then he edits it. And it's like him like, blah, 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 and then he uploads it. He's like, he goes to bed like, blah, 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 and he wakes up and he's like, what did I do? And he sees this video. He's like, oh my God.
He just looks coked out. He's like fucked up. Oh shit, that's good.
But I'm hoping once I start taking this medication, I'm able to like get shit done again. I'm able to get up and like get chores done, get like my fucking work done, get vlog out, get
him.
A fucking get.
We hate the new him. We're like, oh,
like
my.
Zane's cracked out.
He is just always working. It's so annoying.
He's tweaking. Must be tweaking.
No, I think we all have ADHD. Everybody here.
You know why?
You know why?
So.
Yeah. You know why? There's a whole theory about it.
What?
Our ancestors had to have had ADD because they were the only people who had the balls enough to be like, oh yeah, I'll get on the boat. Where's it going? To that new land over there? Yeah, sure. Bring it on. Let's do something different. So
I'm supposed to be a captain of a ship?
No, it's just...
I can see that.
That's the reason why so many Americans have ADD is because it's like rooted in our genetics that we
Didn't
are
people
impulsive
take
people.
Everywhere, though?
Yeah. So I was diagnosed with ADHD, both hyperactive and inattentive.
Inattentive.
Oh. And rewind back to the things that I learned on TikTok. I learned this one thing about people who live in Florida. And I know this isn't everybody who lives in Florida.
Hit us.
Do you guys have these bags that you put in your closets next to your clothes that like trap humidity?
No.
I saw
no.
that.
Oh.
Absolutely.
If you hang it.
It's
like Arm & Hammer.
It's these like it's a Ziploc bag, but when you take it out after a long time, all this water has collected in it because it takes in all the moisture that would maybe collect in your closet. It says the text on it was like people in Florida have these or whatever.
And it's like kind of foggy water.
Does it depend on like what like floors you have and all that, or is it just because
I guess it's just the like humidity in the air.
And you have to be living like near heavy water, like it down in the Everglades and stuff.
Okay.
It must be, but I didn't know if that was like a universal thing where everybody has this bag of.
Is it supposed to prevent like
it collects the humidity.
Mold getting like
just clothes?
Yeah. It prevents mold.
Like what is it? The wood panel closet?
Cedar closets. Yeah. I just learned that they were moisture free. I just thought cedar closets were a thing that
you thought it was like aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know what I did learn on TikTok recently though, and like this actually fucked me up. The girl goes, I just found out that hibernation isn't when an animal goes to sleep for months at a time. And I was like, what? I was like, my whole life I grew up thinking like hibernation, you got these animals, they stuff themselves.
Not thinking, taught.
I feel like I was actually taught.
Why do I feel like
they stuff themselves and then they burrow underground and they go to sleep. Until like spring.
Yes, that's what I was taught too.
I don't know
why. We were taught it. It's not a Mandela effect. We were taught it. It was in our
books.
Yes,
that's a fact.
It wasn't like in any cartoon movies that we watched when like animals
would. It was in SpongeBob where like Sandy, remember she like.
Goes and
but
hibernates.
But think about learning hibernation in like third grade, second and third grade.
Yeah.
That's
the
what
bears,
we were taught.
But so they don't go to sleep. What do they do actually?
They eat food. And basically slow their metabolism, their bodies down, their like blood pressure and everything, so they don't use as much energy, and they're just like kind of like slower.
But they're still awake. They're not napping.
I thought they fucking slept.
But now that you think about it, how are they sleeping for 6 months?
I know.
Because they
need food and
water.
It's ridiculous. But like, but why did they tell us that?
But that made sense to me because there was like other stories I heard like about the man who slept under the tree for like. How long? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Rip Van Winkle.
Right. He like slept for like months at a time, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, okay, it makes sense. Maybe he just hibernated. There's like some sort of way, like it just works because some animals do it.
Yeah.
Why the fuck were we taught this?
I don't know. And lazy. What's crazy? How does your teacher not really clarify that? How is the teacher
they were
getting
taught
that
info?
Yeah, they sleep.
I think it's more fun to tell kids that, oh, yeah, they go to sleep for 6 months. Maybe it's like a.
I even thought of that when I was like a few years ago when I was in like bear territory. I was thinking like, oh bears,
they'll be sleeping.
Yeah, they're not going to come out. They're sleeping.
Are they hibernating?
They're hibernating. They're resting.
It doesn't make sense. Why?
I don't know. We need to go to a local school board and check on what's the curriculum for this year and clarify that.
Imagine all the books in like 10 years, what will be in like history books and shit.
How different.
Fucking crazy.
Did you guys have McGraw-Hill?
Yes.
Textbooks?
Of course, yeah.
I used to convince people, it's not true, that McGraw and Hill were Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Jesus.
And they owned the textbook companies.
This is so stupid.
Just to get the rumor going. Like, I had no...
Oh, yeah, that reached my state.
Yeah, yeah. I had no basis of that information, but I'd be like, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, like, own the books, and everyone would be like, really? Not true.
There were investors, and now, like, when you grow up, you realize how, like, companies work. You have, like, investors.
Those books have been around for fucking hundreds of years. And they're like, oh, right, makes sense.
Is there anything else weird that we were taught that, like, didn't end up being
probably
true?
Probably everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know there's, like, a ton more things, but it's not in my head right now. Nothing's in my head right now. I haven't taken my ADHD medicine yet. So.
Zane, I think our neighbor is growing drugs.
Hold on, really?
Yeah, we got new neighbors.
The ones to the left?
Yes. They're like kids, right? Like, because I saw them walking up the side of the yard. And I was just like, who's in the backyard right now? Because nobody was living in our at the neighbor's house for like a good year.
Yeah,
like it was just empty. And then, or no, it wasn't empty. It was actually empty for like 5 months because the guy moved out.
The couple next to us had a baby. I never saw the wife pregnant once, and all of a sudden. Like a little baby appeared. I don't know if it was adopted or if a surrogate. It's the Hollywood Hills. Nobody knows what goes down.
I don't know.
Anything's possible. But then they moved. You know, the pandemic happened. They're gone. Two new kids move in. And my balcony, I can kind of look out into their front yard a lot. And their front yard.
You peeping, Tom.
They're climbing up the side.
I am not.
Have you heard of Crime Watchers?
Oh my God.
Is
see
it that thing where you have the cup and the string?
Have you guys ever looked at the Crime Watchers sign? Who is that villain?
I always think of Carmen Sandiego.
He's this masked man with a top hat.
Why do they have?
I'm sorry. Who is that?
He looks like the Grim Reaper.
It just looks like Assassin's Creed. Like, who's robbing houses with that shit?
Jack the Ripper. I said Jeepers, the Grim Reaper.
Jeepers Creepers. Like,
you don't know who I am.
He has that crazy. Like, who is that? It's the most terrifying shit ever.
They should replace that with the kid that fucking robbed their house and took my car keys. Have the flannel with the hoodie. That's what they're fucking
wearing. That took your fly swatter.
And took the fly swatter. He's holding a fly swatter in the picture.
They think it's a tennis court. It's just like, oh, there's tennis around here.
Oh, anyways. Yeah. Walked out in the balcony. And he took a peek in their front yard. They built a greenhouse. You know, a greenhouse.
They grow plants
in the backyard or in the front yard.
Either they're really into pottery.
No way.
But come on, we have pretty good climate out here in California. You can have a garden. What's in that greenhouse?
Maybe wine.
How old are they?
Grapes.
Wine.
Well, wait. How big is it?
Move to Napa.
How big is it?
It's small. It's like the size of a shed.
Oh wow! So they got a lot of weed.
So they're not pushing weight. They're fine. Let them be.
But hey.
Opium.
How old are they?
Opium.
Ooh.
Opium.
That means we got to connect. I don't know why we're complaining. For the high episode, we get the weed for the high episode.
There you go.
Oh, good tie-in.
But I'm concerned. But I'm not going to report him. I'm curious to see what's going on. We'll have a barbecue and be like, show me your house. See the renovations.
They're like, oh, you're smoking this weed for the podcast? Let's
set
up. He
opens the front door. You're like, no, the greenhouse.
I'll be in the high episode. I plan on not attending the high episode.
Oh, Mariah will not be attending.
But I will now. I'll just take like the ADHD medicine and just see
what
happens.
There you go.
So she's just super focused and fact checking us. Like, you're wrong. Bigfoot isn't real.
Bigfoot isn't real.
Oh, fuck. All right. Should we end it?
Yeah.
Are we good?
All right, guys. Let's move on.
That was great.
Oh, my God. That was such a fun episode.
That was great. That was nice.
And it was great being back. I've missed this and I'm very, very excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
Guys, if you haven't listened to my podcast, check out
Hoot
Now. Check it out. It's on YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Music.
We don't have
all of them.
Who the fuck are you sponsored by?
What?
Anchor.
How do you get that? How do you get your shit on there?
Anchor. You guys aren't.
I'm sure you are. All they say is Apple, Spotify, everything else,
et cetera.
But yeah, guys, make sure to subscribe to Matt's podcast, Hoot and a Half. Great times.
And thank you. We're really excited to have you back.
If that pulls you in that direction.
I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you.
We're excited.
We all grew.
We're proud of you.
It's crazy. I feel like, though, everyone's been like seeing you guys age, but I'm like coming in 8 months age. Like,
all right. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in on Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Make sure to check out the audio format of this podcast on Spotify, Google, Anchor.
There it is.
I was hoping you'd say it.
Very good. And then the YouTube or the video form of this on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm. And again, guys, if you want to check out our coffee, we have the House Tahitian and the Bag House available right now. So check that out, cremota.com.
Yeah. And also, this podcast is brought to you by the Ten Commandments, especially Thou Shalt Not Steal.
Stop it. Hey, enough. Enough. I thought we ended it. Done.
All right, guys, we love you so much, and we will see you next week.
Peace out. Blessings, baby.
Big kisses.
Mwah.
That's Joe Rogan now.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.